This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
There was once an ancient town, high on a hill, surrounded by a large town wall. Once upon a time, a small army from the neighboring kingdom came to attack from the east. They saw the high walls and decided to lay siege to the town, hoping to force the people to come out fighting or surrender. But the town's leader was wily and wise. First, he told the townspeople to act as if they were really scared, and he sent messengers out to the effect that they would all run out of food at any moment. He didn't stare the soldiers down in defiance. Instead, he convinced the soldiers that they were about to win. To show them respect and acknowledgement that they were being taken seriously, but that the town wasn't going to fight with them. What a strange thing to do. Then he also told the townsfolk that lived at the outer edges of the town to start making conversation with the soldiers camped outside the town walls. "Offer them food and tell them about yourselves," he said. "Tell them about your town and all that we have here. Tell them about our wealth and our heritage, and ask them if they have similar heritage and similar wealth." What another strange thing to do. Why would he do those things? Well, first of all, he led the attackers to believe that the town was about to surrender. As a result, the attackers didn't request supplies to support their siege. They thought victory was coming. And as the days went by, the attackers became weaker and weaker and more frustrated. Then, when the townsfolk spoke to the soldiers camping nearby the walls, they got to know each other as human beings. They became familiar, knowing that each other had children, loved ones, dreams, and so on. They also learned about why the soldiers came. Their own kingdom was under threat from the east, so they were advancing to the west to try to win over territories to ensure their own survival. This is what it means to hang on properly. Hanging on is not doing nothing without purpose. It is waiting and letting things happen, and admitting that you feel surrounded. It's getting to understand and see the monsters that lurk at your gates and realizing they're not as scary as you first thought. In the end, the town's leader called the army's general and they agreed to sit down and talk. By this time, they weren't enemies. They were people who needed to understand each other. This happened because the town hung on, and they treated their threat with a bit of respect and acknowledgement. Hang on. Simply observe, and you'll see that whatever threatens you is never quite as scary as it seems.